Hi Bharat, congratulations on a fantastic innings.
Thank you.
Bharat, can you just take us through your innings, especially you came in at a time when you had lost both your openers. Can you take us through your innings, please?
Yeah, thank you so much, firstly. And coming back to the inning, like, we were communicating out in the center, me and AB. When AB walked in, he said, watch the ball and come into good positions and then work the ball out. So we were just thinking of, moving the strike well and then build a mini partnership, which will give us a good platform for people who are walking in next to finish it off.
Right, thank you.
Prasen, you can unmute and go ahead.
Yeah, congrats on the win, Bharat. Great knock as well. Can you tell us a little bit about what the conversation was in the last over? Of course, with those many runs to win, it's never easy. And for someone, who's come in at that crucial position, played so far, it's never easy for you to envision a place where you might lose the game. So what was the conversation with Maxwell? And it seemed to us that he was struggling a little bit fitness-wise. So can you just take us through that last bit, specifically the last over?
So the last over, me and Maxi, we were, talking to each other regards of what are the areas we can access, and he was like, okay, watch the ball and, just bat on ball. And that was exactly what we were doing. And the last three balls, I asked him whether to run, or he's like, no, you go ahead, like, you can finish it off. So it gave me a lot of confidence. And then I was just focused on one ball, which is coming next, rather than thinking too many things. And, so I kept it simple, and as a team, we did very well and we pulled it off.
Hi, I'm from India Sports News. So recently, Siraj hasn't been picking up as many wickets, but he has been quite economical. So can you share your views on how vital his spell is?
See, he's someone who gives his 100% when he runs with the ball in, and he's an absolute team man. Like, he's always there to cheer everyone, and he's doing his everything. Yeah, sometimes wicket come, I mean, wickets aren't, matter when you're bowling well and when your team is doing well. So we keep it simple, like, we stick to the plan. Siraj is sticking to his plan. He knows his role better in the side, so he's just delivering, and we are very happy that he's, it's not easy hitting Siraj.
Bharat, can you unmute and go ahead? How do you look back at the experience of facing DC's hit the deck fast bowlers, especially Marquez? It must have given you confidence that you came through facing this fast bowlers.
So, I love fast bowling, to be honest, and coming back, we played a lot of India A's, and then I'm also a part of Indian team, which you get to play with the best bowlers in the country. So it wasn't a surprise element for me to play pace, and rather, like, I would love someone who's giving pace so that you can work the ball instead of hitting the ball hard. So I found it really interesting to face them, and I was enjoying the challenge.
Rohit Jublan.
Hi, Bharat. Great innings, man. Just want to ask you that how difficult it is, when you had runs and you dropped in batting order. We saw Dan in previous two games. Early in the leg, we saw Hasranga and Shahbaz batted ahead of you. Can you tell us what was the communication like and how difficult it is for you to score runs?
No, it's like it is team strategy. Like, depending upon the wicket, depending upon the conditions, like, we are very flexible to go at any order. So it was communicated fair enough, and everyone are up for their challenge. So I don't think so there's any miscommunication. But yeah, if you ask me, everyone are up for it, and when the chance is given at you, you want to do the best for the team and finish it off well.
Thank you.
Thank you.